You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Welcome to Live and Lead for Impact. I am Kirsten Ross, your host, and this is episode number 116. Do you have some lingering relationships that can be challenging, tear you down, cause grief, have baggage, long histories? These relationships can and do zap our energy, steal our joy, drum up false beliefs about ourselves, and sometimes even stand in the way of achieving our dreams. Yes, addressing relationship stuff can feel overwhelming, but often remedies are simpler than you'd think if you know how to define the right fix. That's why I've designed the Relationship Renovation Roadmap. I can't wait to share it with you. Go to defeatthedrama.com/roadmap to check it out. So where are you in the making an impact process? Are you brand new and still working through the ideas in your head? Perhaps you've just started to share with others, or maybe you're well on your way and enjoying some success. Whether you're announcing a new business, podcast, book, network marketing endeavor, volunteer initiative, ministry, or nonprofit dream, one thing is certain. Once you start sharing your idea, those with opinions, thoughts, cautionary tales, similar stories they read about, something they heard one day, all start sharing their opinions. As the old saying goes, opinions are like you know what. Every person has one. And you end up with all kinds of feedbacks and words of quote unquote wisdom, whether invited or not. You hear things like, "Are you serious? I heard of a guy who did that too, and it was terrible. Why would you waste time on that? Those are all scams. I tried that and it didn't work out at all for me. It won't work for you either. You can't do that. You're too busy already. You don't know anything about how to do that. You'll never get it done. You're too much of a quitter. You'll never be able to create a change there. The problem's way too big. That's too hard. You won't get anyone else to care about that. What do you know about that topic? Why would anyone listen to you? You should do this instead." It's important to keep in mind that most of these opinions, thoughts, ideas, cautionary tales are moving through their own fear filters and are boxed in by their own life experiences and knowledge. And many times they're just thrown out there with little thought or any attachment to your success or future. It might just be that the person wants to look smart for a minute. Maybe they like to think of themselves as well-informed. And maybe, just maybe, they fear your success and the words are shared to halt your progress. Even when well-intended, words can be unhelpful and will get in your head to cast doubt where it doesn't need to be if we give those opinions more weight than they're worth. So why do we listen? You are not obligated to heed the words or warnings of every person who shares advice. Today, I give you license to let words fall as if on deaf ears. Instead, I encourage you to be very intentional about who you give the privilege. position of speaking into your life. Some call it trusted advisor status. Perhaps you call them mentors. Whatever the title, choose wisely. There are specific characteristics that someone should have before you give them this esteemed role. Here's a list of 7 musts for your mentors or trusted advisors. So 1, they must have knowledge or expert status about the topic. They know it, have lived it, or at least studied up on it. They can share opinions and advice from a place of fact rather than busting out with info off the cuff. And if they don't already have specific knowledge, they'll go find it to share an informed opinion or stay silent on the topic. Two, they have a unique perspective. They've been where you want to go or have done what you do, but with a twist. They can offer you real-life perspectives to help you achieve your goals. They aren't going to rely on some folklore passed down through generations as a cautionary tale to squash your dreams. Three, they understand your perspective. They know your passions, desires, and your vision. They've taken time to really listen to you and understand. Or they'll ask questions until they totally get what you're trying to achieve. Four, they want the best for you. They won't feel like a failure if you succeed. They aren't driven by jealousy. They truly want to see you reach your goals, even if it means surpassing their success or moving away from them. Five, they put their own fears, biases, agendas aside. They're able to provide objective and well-thought-out advice with the pure intent of helping you achieve your goals. When you're starting a business or taking on an unconventional endeavor, you'll often get people weighing in who have a deep fear of taking a similar leap. They'll end up warning you out of their own sense of dread. I saw this in action. Years ago, I was facilitating a group of executives who were in transition, and one of the executives was starting a business. He was going to start consulting and using his years and years of knowledge and experience in an industry. And one of the fellow members of this meeting was so negative. That'll never happen. How could you do that? That's ridiculous. You need to be out there finding a job. It was so clear so quickly that that person had their own hang-ups, their own fears. And it felt like that if that other person succeeded in jumping into business for themselves, that they themselves would feel like a failure, that they hadn't busted out of their own fear, gotten out of their own way, and done the same. So stay away and stick to those who can put their own fears aside and don't let their fear stop you. Number six, they allow you to make your own choices. We probably all have that friend or relative who always thinks they know best. They throw out ideas on every single topic, and then they're offended if you don't listen. Steer clear. Mentors provide their advice and fact-based opinions, share concerns, and then sit back and allow you to make the final choice. They aren't mad, disappointed, or frustrated with you if you don't heed their warnings or follow through on their counsel. They provide their ideas freely and then allow you to go on to make your own decisions and maybe learn from your mistakes. Number seven, the relationship lives on. Whether you take their advice or not, they continue to be in your corner, cheering you on and wishing you the best. And you probably won't hear an I told you so from them even once. And if someone who's not already predefined as a mentor or a trusted advisor weighs in, just listen to their advice, thank them, and move on. Sharing an opinion does not obligate you to consider or follow through based on that advice. I really hope that this will help and that you can predefine those key relationships that will help you move forward with success so that you can make your big impact. Go find the show notes for this episode at defeatthedrama.com. Click on the podcast tab and then look for episode number 116. And again, don't forget to go check out the Relationship Renovation Roadmap at defeatthedrama.com/roadmap. Make it a great day.